This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A technical lawsuit against the state's red flag gun law has been reviewed by Colorado's appeals court. CPR's Megan Riley reports the suit doesn't deal with the content of the new law, but how it was passed.
The red flag law allows law enforcement and close relatives to ask a court to temporarily take away someone's guns if they are a danger to themselves or others. Three Republican lawmakers have sued, saying Democratic House leaders broke the rules when passing the law by failing to honor a request to have the bill text read out loud during debate. Republicans have used that as a stalling tactic to slow down Democratic policies. A district court dismissed the suit, but in a new ruling, the appeals court partly reversed that decision and sent it back to district court for more deliberation. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
An Aurora man who was illegally injected with ketamine while under arrest has reached a settlement with South Metro Fire Rescue. The agency will pay Elijah McKnight $115,000. In 2019, paramedics gave McKnight enough ketamine for a 300-pound man, well over his own weight. He was hospitalized for 6 days. A federal civil rights suit against Aurora County Sheriff's Office is still pending. A rare and endangered black-footed ferret just turned up in the garage of a Pueblo West home this week. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the house is near a prairie dog colony where the agency has been releasing black-footed ferrets. The project is a joint conservation effort with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and others to restore what CPW calls the rarest mammal in North America. The homeowner reported the ferret to CPW, which released it back into the colony. You're listening to CPR News in KRCC. It is Veterans Day, a reminder, so if you have a veteran in your life, maybe take them out for food or take them to a state park because they get in for free. Grand Junction is at 40 degrees.